big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm really excited because this is something I did last year, and it's something I'm looking to do for the years to come, actually. Last year I did this thing called Six to Seek Out in 2016, and I highlighted six groups or individual bloggers and podcasters that I thought were really good and noteworthy, and I broke them down for you why I really like them and why you should seek them out. Well, this year, I have a whole new six groups or people. Now, that's not to say the six that I liked last year I'm not following. I'm still following every single one of those people, but now I'm highlighting some different ones that you can possibly check out for yourself and see if you like them and want to follow them as well. So I'm really excited about getting into this, so I'm going to break it down one by one, each group or each person, and I'm going to share with you why I like them and why you should seek them out in 2017. Now, just one more thing before we get into this is these are in no particular order. They're not ranked from highest to lowest or lowest to highest. They are just simply ones that I selected, and they come out in random order. All right, so let's get into the six you should seek out in 2017. All right, starting off with number one is Orange Leaders. You can find them at orangeleaders.com. And Orange Leaders comes from right from the Rethink Group, the Orange Conference, the Orange Tour. It's a blog that has tons and tons of different people speaking into it. I've even written in on their blogs. They have people, family ministry, children's ministry, student ministry leaders coming together and writing out excellent blog posts. They have a blog post once every day during the weekday, and it's fantastic. So you're bound to find something really awesome each and every day, or at least a few times a week, depending on your area of specialty, that directly applies to you and your ministry. And again, it comes from people who are in the trenches, people who are doing the work. And so they know, they're not just speaking about a subject that they have no knowledge of. They are actually doing it, they're experiencing it, and then they're writing about it. So Jen Wilder, who runs the digital communications, digital strategy over at Orange, is fantastic about getting the right people to speak into the lives of all the other people. So I would strongly recommend Orange Leaders, and again, you can find them at orangeleaders.com. Number two is Church Mag, and you can find them at churchm.ag. It sounds really weird, and to be honest, I was kind of thrown by it at first when I first saw them, but Church Mag is a great church tech resource area, and just like Orange Leaders, they have a ton of different people speaking into this each and every day. They got great blog posts. They do fantastic reviews of things that are happening, whether it's a tech tool or a social media tool. They have tons of people speaking in and doing some very, very good reviews on products that are happening directly, that directly apply to church tech people. So whether you're a church communication specialist or a church media director, or you work on the tech team and you want to learn more about ProPresenter, Church Mag is a fantastic resource to use, and I love everything that they put out there. They have a great podcast as well. Their podcast is every Friday normally that they release, and it's got a few different people speaking into it, and it's a fantastic podcast to listen to as well. So if you're in the church tech industry, whether, again, it's communications or hands-on tech stuff or social media, they are a great resource to put into your blog reader or podcast catcher, because they've got a lot of great insights. So definitely go to churchm.ag and check out their stuff immediately. Number three is Jen Bradbury, and you can find her at ymjen.com. She's fantastic, and she's actually the first of two women that I highlight this year, because I feel like Jen has so much insight, not just on student ministry, although that's the primary focus of her writings, but she talks about life in general, and she really incorporates all the things that she experiences in her life into a ministry context. And she's got a lot of wisdom. And to be honest, you'll see her in a variety of different blogs. You'll see her at Download Youth Ministry. You'll see her at Youth Worker. She's got a few books out as well. And so she's got a ton of great insight. I had her on the podcast earlier this year. We were talking about student ministry and how to develop a student leadership team. And so she's got a ton of wisdom, a ton of knowledge. So if you really want to get a different perspective, one perspective that incorporates all the life in the ministry, you got to check out ymjen.com, Jen Bradbury. She's got a ton of great stuff that you need to check out. I kid you not, anytime that I see her name pop up at Download Youth Minister, Youth Worker, or even it comes into my blog role, I immediately read it because she's got a ton of great insights and a lot of great wisdom that I can directly apply into my ministry context based on what she's writing about. So definitely check it out, ymjen.com. Number four is Rachel Bloom, and I hope I say her last name right. But, you know, when I think of Bloom, I think of B-L-O-O-M, and she spells it B-L-O-M. So I just hope I spell it right. But you can find her at youthleadersacademy.com. And Rachel, I discovered a few years ago, and she just seems like she's everywhere. Just like Jen Bradbury, she is on Download Youth Ministry. She's also on Church Mag, and I've also seen her on other blogs as well. But Rachel has such a amazing perspective on ministry, and she writes about a lot of different things. I mean, again, she writes about church tech. She'll write about youth ministry. She writes about leadership. She has a great perspective about ministry that, again, like Jen, I feel like I don't get that perspective from a lot of other people. They're very unique in their writing, and they're just amazing in their insights, and I love to get their fresh take on what is happening. I feel bad right now that I feel like I'm lumping Jen and Rachel in together, but I'm really not. I just love their perspective on things, and Rachel has a unique perspective. And again, I love how she's not just centered around youth ministry. She's got her hand in church tech stuff, and she's got her hand in leadership. And again, it's great insight. So if you really want to get some great, fresh content, Rachel's got a ton of it each and every week. Her main source is Youth Leaders Academy, but you can also find her at Church Mag and on a variety of other places like Download Youth Ministry. So check out Rachel immediately. Number five is my friend Stan Rada. Stan is the campus pastor at New Life Christian Church in Linton Hall, which is essentially Gainesville, Virginia. And he's a good friend of mine, and he's someone who I actually really trust a lot. Whenever I have a question in ministry, I go to Stan to get his thoughts for, because he's had a lot of ministry experience. He's been a senior leader at a church before in the Midwest, and now he's a campus pastor here in Northern Virginia. And he has a lot of ministry experience, and he loves to blog about it, write about it. But also, he does a great podcast. It's the Stan Rada podcast, which I'll include a link in this the show notes. But Stan's got a lot of insights that he likes to share, and he does his podcast in segments, of which he does a series. Like, he'll do a few parts on leadership and a few parts on something else. And he really likes to talk and hit on that. He'll bring in guests as well. And he has some cool segments, sometimes with his wife, and then sometimes it's a little get-to-know Stan. So it's kind of lighthearted in that way. And I really enjoy listening to his podcast. I love looking at his writing. So Stan's got a lot of great insight. So if you're a campus pastor, if you're a ministry lead in some way, you definitely want to check out Stan's podcast, because, again, it circumstances all over ministry. It's not just online ministry, although he's got some online ministry topics. It's not student ministry stuff, but it really applies to your ministry. So if you go in and say, what am I going to learn today from what Stan has to share, you're going to learn a lot. So you definitely want to check out the Stan Rada podcast, and you want to check out Stan Rada. And finally, number six, but definitely not the least, as these are in random order, depending on how I wanted to podcast each and every one of these segments. But this one is called Time Management Ninja, and it's by a guy named Craig Jarrow. I like Rachel's last name. I hope I said his last name right. But Craig Jarrow leads timemanagementninja.com. And again, he's not a Christian, he may be a Christian, but he doesn't promote himself as a Christian blogger. He's simply a guy who is encouraging us with time management tips. And let's just be honest, ministers in particular student ministers, or just maybe, I don't want to make the assumptions, in particular me, I am a terrible time management guy, and I love to go to timemanagementninja.com and get all his tips, because he's got some great insights. And truthfully, I always like to include one blogger or person in this list as a non-Christian person, not, well, again, they may be a Christian in their personal life, but someone who's not a Christian blogger, because I think we can all learn from other people. Last year, I included Social Media Examiner because we can learn from all sorts of people and just apply it into our direct context. So same thing with Craig Jarrow and TimeManagementNinja.com. We can learn from all sorts of people, and he's got some great tips that you should tune into. So go to his blog, TimeManagementNinja.com. All right, so that wraps it up for another year of six you should seek out this year in 2017. I hope you like the list. I hope you discovered someone new that you have not heard of before and that you follow them and start listening to their podcasts or you start reading their blogs on a regular basis, because each and every one of them has something great to offer in your context as a minister. So definitely seek them out. But here's the deal. Again, I have these six. I know there are thousands of bloggers out there, thousands of podcasts out there that you guys are learning from each and every day. So I would love to hear from you. Who are you following? Who are the few that you are following? Definitely hit me up at TA Pounder on Twitter, or you can go to tom@ymsidekick.com. I really want to hear from you because I'm all about discovering new people as well. I want to learn from the best. And if you've got someone that you really love, share it with me so we can all learn from each other and get some new people that we can begin to follow. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick podcast. Let me tell you, I've got a great lineup of people coming up the next few weeks. So you definitely want to tune in every Wednesday to ymsidekick.com or go to iTunes and subscribe to this, because I've got a great lineup of student ministers, online ministers, social media people, all coming up, and they've got some great things to share with everyone so we can all learn from each other. So definitely tune in every Wednesday. Again, go to ymsidekick.com or hit me up on iTunes and subscribe to this. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next time.